before I will speak anything, I want to just thank all of you for kindly coming. I'm very, very happy to be here in Sridhar Mayapur, and I'm very grateful, and I feel it's a great privilege in my life to be able to serve you by delivering a Bhagavatam talk, which I hope is very useful for your spiritual progress. We are reading this morning from the first canto, chapter 18, text number 9. Please repeat. Translation. O sages, as you did ask me, now I have described almost everything regarding the narrations about Lord Krishna in connection with the history of the pious Maharaj Parikshit. Srimad Bhagavatam is the history of the activities of the Lord, and the activities of the Lord are performed in relation with the devotees of the Lord. Therefore, the history of the devotees is not different from the history of Lord Krishna's activities. A devotee of the Lord regards both the activities of the Lord and those of his pure devotees on an equal level, for they are all transcendental. One moment, please. Entangled here. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Haskatyadi Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Translation. O sages, as you did ask me, now I have described almost everything regarding the narrations about Lord Krishna in connection with the history of the pious Maharaj. has predicted. Whenever we hear about the devotees of Lord Krishna, it is sure that we will also hear about Krishna himself, because the devotees of Lord Krishna are always very deeply connected with Lord Krishna. And wherever such a devotee appears, and whenever we hear about his life, we are sure to hear about Lord Krishna. There's a song in our tradition which states that Lord Krishna is actually in the heart of the Vaishnavas. Govinda Vishram, it says in the song. Govinda is taking Vishram or rest in the heart of the devotee. In this connection, we remember how Srila Prabhupada was once asked about the activities of the super soul. A devotee asked him, Prabhupada, is the super soul always standing in the heart? Does he always have to stand? I think the devotee was concerned that when the Lord has to stand always, he might get tired legs or bad circulation. So Prabhupada said, one moment. When he looked, and he said, no, just now he is resting. Prabhupada must have looked in the heart, and he saw the Lord was not standing. The Lord had taken a little rest. I believe when we hear this, it becomes very clear to us that the devotee can give us Krishna. He can talk about Krishna because he experiences Krishna. For him, Krishna is not a theory, but he's his best friend and he's interacting. It is said that the devotee can bless us, and by his powerful blessings, Krishna will become active within our hearts. If we ever ask ourselves, how will Krishna consciousness appear in our heart, we will have to come to the conclusion that this is only possible by the blessings of the devotees. It is said that the Kladini Shakti, or the wonderful pleasure-giving potency, has to be transmitted from the devotee into our heart. The Upanishads give the example of the moon. When the moon rises in the eastern horizon, it is ignited by the rays of the sun. The sun shine is transferred to the moon, so that now the moon is able to give light in the dark night. Much the same way, as the moon has to receive its light from the sun, our hearts have to get the blessings of the devotees in our heart, so that the heart can shine very happily with pure Krishna consciousness. Another example has been given in the Bhakti Sandarbha, where the heart is compared with a crystal. When the rays of the light come into the crystal, then the crystal is able to reflect and sparkle the shine of the light. So in the same way, our hearts, when they are pure, can observe, can obtain the blessings of the devotees, and in this way we can make advancement. It's however very important that our hearts are free from the covering of deceit. We want to obtain the ray-like blessings of the pure Vaishnava. This morning, I would very much like to talk to you about advancement in Krishna consciousness through the blessings of the devotees and the Lord. My dear devotee, we need to philosophically understand that there are two paths. There is the ascending path called the Aroha-patta, and there is the descending path which is called the Avaroha-patta. The ascending path is a path where a person relies on his own strength. But it is said we can never attain the Lord by the strengths of our body, our physical strengths, and we also cannot attain the Lord by the strengths of the mind and the intelligence. We can only really attain the Lord if He Himself chooses to reveal Himself. Our Purushakara, that is the strengths which the Purush, the human being, can muster, is never ever able to reach the Lord. It does not work. The Lord must be obtained only, can only be obtained if He chooses to empower the devotee. And He does so by sending His devotee and equipping His devotee or giving His devotee is the Kripa Shakti, the energy of blessings or the energy of mercy. Then only is it possible for the devotee to make advancement. Srila Prabhupada was once invited in England to give a lecture at the Mensa Club. The Mensa Club is a club where you can only enter if you have an intelligence degree. It's called IQ, an intelligence quota of 135, which I hear is very high intelligence. You almost have a brain like a computer. So he was giving a lecture and he explained that only if we go and satisfy Krishna can we ourselves be satisfied. And he gave the example from the Bhagavatam, yato mula, that only if you give water to the roots of a tree, then you can satisfy the leaves on the tree. So, by going to the leaves, that is, by trying to satisfy each other independently, we cannot gain anything. So at this moment, the leader or the director of the Mensa Club said, "I beg to differ, Swamiji. If you give water to the leaves, you can make a delicious beverage called tea." You understand this challenge? You don't have to go fondness of the root, you can go directly to the leaves and make tea. Wonderful, delicious. Prabhupada continued his lecture, trying to explain to the man who wanted to be super intelligent. At the end, the man again came and said, Swamiji, one last request. What is that? Can you also make our intelligence test? So that we can test if you can be, you know, can you make our test, our Mensa test? Prabhupada said, intelligence is not very important. We have our own test. How devoted are you? The man who believed so much in IQ, intelligence quota, and intelligent test was flabbergasted. Intelligence, said Prabhupada, is not very important. Why is intelligence not very important? Why is what the whole materialistic civilization considers to be the highest insignificant in bhakti? My dear devotees, please listen attentively. Intelligence and all material strengths and abilities will never bring you to Krishna. Krishna can only be obtained if the Lord gives His blessing, and usually He gives His blessings through His devotee. And if someone wants to obtain blessings, he will never ever do the mistake to place himself in the high position. Someone who wants to attain the blessing will crawl on his stomach, or he will try to become very humble, because he knows blessings have to come from above to below. Just like water will always flow from above to the, and seek the low position, blessings will only come to someone who takes the humble position, more humble than the straw in the street. Very low he will try to go to get a maximum amount of blessings. In bhakti, and here bhakti is fundamentally different from it, the material path, we believe that in the descending potency of the Lord, we believe very much in the blessings of superiors. Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that sometimes to look for blessings can become an austerity. He says it's the austerity of the body to learn to offer respect to God, to demigods, to brahmanas, to the spiritual master, and to superiors like the father and mother. Yes, in an enlightened civilization, one wants to obtain blessings from all directions, from all quarters. One is never so arrogant as to say, I do not require blessings. This is the reason why every morning in a Vedic civilization, the children would go to their parents, touch their feet and request their blessings. We in our Krishna consciousness movement do exactly the same. When we offer each morning the Guru Puja, bring flowers and place them at the feet of the spiritual master, and then put our hands in a gesture of respect to our heads, so that now we can begin our day with the blessings, or by the blessings of the spiritual master. Even for material advancement, blessings are required. I would like to bring to your attention the battle of Kurukshetra. At the beginning of the battle, Yudhishthira put down all his armor and went over the battlefield to in the direction of the Kaurava army. Bhima was totally in tears. What is he now doing? Now finally, after 13 long years, the day of taking revenge has come. And Yudhishthira is walking without weapons to the Kaurava army. Most probably he will say, peace, peace, peace. I want to fight. I want to pay back the injustice. Revenge, revenge is sweet. But because Bhima was the younger brother, he followed Yudhishthira without weapons. Arjuna was there. His arms, he was ready for the battle. Krishna had spoken to him the Bhagavad Gita. But now again, peace, peace, peace. This is confusing. But he also followed Yudhishthira over the battlefield. Yudhishthira went to Grandfather Bhishma. He touched his feet and he said, Grandfather, I have come to ask for your blessings. Well, what are these blessings? Said Bhishma. I want to fight with you. Give me your blessings. Bhishma said, oh, very well, very well. Yes, yes. May you fight. Then Yudhishthira had tears in his eyes and he said, Grandfather Bhishma, please also give me the blessings that we can kill you. Oh, very good, very good. Then Bhishma, blessed are you. It will be possible to kill me. If you would not have asked for the blessings, you all would have been destroyed, you Pandavas. But now, you ask for the blessings. I will be killed, and then this whole useless army of the Kauravas can be killed also. Hare Krishna. Yudhishthira went to Dronacharya, to Kripacharya, and asked them also for blessings. My dear devotees, with blessings, things which are impossible can become possible. Without blessings, you may be very intelligent and very strong and have many facilities at your command, but you will not reach either unexpected material success, nor will you reach a spiritual success. Let us now go towards spiritual life, because we are all on the devotional path. We absolutely require the wind of the blessings to move our ship across the ocean of samsara. All of us are in the ocean of repeated birth and death, and our human form of life is a suitable boat. But we need the wind. Of blessings to move ahead on our not easy path. This Kripa Shakti or blessing is required. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it says, unless one receives the blessings of a great devotee, no activity which one does can be devotion. Without the blessing of a great devotee, one cannot attain Krishna, and one cannot even attain liberation. In relationship to blessings, it is said that if you do the opposite from trying to obtain blessings, if you actually commit an offense against Vaishnavas, you cannot move ahead. You may say, no, I will take my bath in the Ganga and I will chant extra rounds. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, someone who has offended or hurt Vaishnavas, his bath in the Ganga will turn against him. The force of Mother Ganga will destroy such a person. Or someone who thinks, I chant, no need to obtain the blessings of Vaishnavas, his chanting will also turn against them if the devotee is offended. Therefore, it's very important that when there is quarrel amongst Vaishnavas, we have to somehow see that this is not there, that this is not present. Today, at the Mangal Arati, you have all prayed to Radha Madhava, that my dear Radha Madhava, please bless us so that we can spread Krishna consciousness in every town and village. My dear devotees, this is only possible to obtain the blessings of the Lord if you obtain the blessings of the Vaishnavas. You have to make sure that the community of Vaishnavas is satisfied with you and can willfully give you the blessings. Otherwise, it is not possible. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to quote that those who want to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly, those who say they are servants of the Lord directly, it is questionable if these devotees please the Lord. But those who please the devotees of the Lord, there is no question, they 100% please the Lord Himself. I want to now move on to another source of blessing. I would very much like to talk about the blessings of Chaitanya and Nityananda. It is actually said in sacred scriptures, in, for instance, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that one may try to chant with many, for many Bahu Janmas, means millions of births, but if one does not obtain the blessings of Nityananda and Chaitanya, one's chanting will most probably be filled with aparads and one will not get the desired result, that is love of Godhead. This is a great secret of this holy dhamma, Navadvip dhamma. It's the dhamma of Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose blessings are absolutely required in this unfortunate age of Kali, where aparad or offenses are coming so easy our direction. We are living in an age which is dangerous for spiritual life, but and therefore Chaitanya and Nityananda have so kindly come to this holy Dhamma. They reside actually eternally in the Abrakatta, but they have appeared so kindly 500 years ago in the Prakat Dhamma. And they have come to give their blessings to the fallen souls in the age of quarrel, where it's so difficult to become God conscious. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda do not ask for high qualifications. If you want to enter the pastime of Radha and Krishna, you have to have a very high qualification. You have to be able to surrender everything and just become a humble servant. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, when they only see a little inclination, in fact, if only a person chants Nityananda and Gauranga, that rare treasure of Krishna Prema comes running after the person and wanting to catch the person. You can run and run and run to get Krishna Prema by serving Radha and Krishna. It will be very difficult. But if you just take your shelter at the lotus feet of Gauri Thai by simply chanting Nityananda, Gauranga, Nityananda, Gauranga, Nityananda, Gauranga, then you will get this mercy. It's very important that you chant Nita's name first. Once Murari Gupta came to Lord Chaitanya and offered him the obeisances while Nityananda was there, Lord Chaitanya said, no, it's important that you offer your obeisances first to Nityananda. Then Murari Gupta did this, but he didn't understand it. Lord Chaitanya smiled at him at that time and said, I will teach you so you will understand. So the night when Murari Gupta was dreaming, he saw Nityananda Gauranga walking through Navadvip. And all of a sudden, Lord Nityananda became Balaram, and Gauranga turned into the flute-playing, joyfully striding Lord Krishna. And then Lord Chaitanya, or Krishna, turned to Balaram, turned to Murari and said, he's my older brother. Older brother has to be worshipped first. And then they turned again into Nitai Gaur, and Murari Gupta was crying tears of ecstasy in his dream, because now he understood Nityananda to be the older brother of Gauranga. Yes? And the next time when he came, he offered his obeisances first. So, to Nityananda. So this is very important. When you stay at the Holy Dhamma, you are at a place of mercy. The other dharmas in Kali Yuga lose their potency, but Lord Chaitanya's holy dharma is still very merciful. But also Lord Chaitanya's holy dharma is covered with a thin layer of prodamaya, and in order to reach the full blessings of this dharma, you need to approach Lord Chaitanya in the mood of a very humble servant. It's called the Dasya Ras. If you are here spending your time in serving Lord Chaitanya, the Dasya Ras, the mood that you are his servant. And simultaneously, if you look for the exclusive shelter of Lord Nityananda first and of Gauranga, Krishna Prema, the most treasured goal, will be given to you by the blessings of the Divine Lodge, their Divine Lordships. I would like to now summarize this class to make the essential points very clear. In spiritual life, we Vaishnavas believe that our own endeavors will never be sufficient to reach the Supreme Lord. We understand that the blessings of Lord Krishna are very important, because if this is the descending path where something comes from above. We are a small business, so to say. We will never enter the big marketplace, the world trade marketplace, if we do not get an investment from a higher firm. We will never be able to have enough. So our small Krishna conscious life needs some investment from above. The mercy of the pure devotee is very necessary. Jiva Goswami quotes a verse of an ignorant person who has become attached to Krishna. This person now wants to find out what is the cause of his Krishna consciousness. And the verse goes like this. From the day where I saw an ecstatic devotee of the Lord shivering and chanting, Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna.
Yes, you know the mantra. my life has turned. I have changed. I now feel no longer attachment to body, home, and all this. This is the first point. The blessings of the pure devotee is required. The pure devotee will only bless us if he sees that we are humble souls. Therefore, we also require the blessings of the Vaishnavas with whom we live together. I wanted to also speak about the blessings of Shishi Gonitai on our path. My dear devotees, this is an essential point. Too often we think that by our own strengths, either our body or our intelligence and our calculating, we can make advancement. But these advancements, which we can make with our own strengths, are only still within the boundage of our own karma, that what is meant to come anyways. If we want to really go forward beyond the limits of our own karma, the blessings are very, very important. By these blessings, a dumb man can, what was it? By the blessings of either Guru or Madhava, the lame man can walk, the blind man can see the stars on the sky, and the fool can become a speaker. So, let me see now if you have any questions. Hare Krishna. Yes, Bhakta Gaur. How we can practice the chanting of Nityananda and Gauranga in our daily life? We believe that the chanting of Nityananda and Chaitanya is there in the Panchatattva Mahamantra, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivashani Govaktamita. In the Panchatattva Mahamantra, you will find Chaitanya and Nitai, but you will also find them with their associates. The Lord is always seen and worshipped together with His associates. All these associates have something very wonderful to give. For instance, Advaita Acharya is the Acharya of the Minimark. Gadadha is taking care of the spontaneous devotional service. And Srivas is totally in the mood of the very humble devotee. He is in Chaitanya Bhagavat described to be the commander-in-chief of the devotees. So, Nityananda and Gauranga, or Nityananda and Chaitanya, are worshipped by these different personalities who give us an additional help to reach their lotus feet. Also, this is the most common form of worshipping. Another form of worshipping Nityananda and Gauranga is that before you chant your rounds, you can very consciously pray to them with the Panchatattva Mahamantra and connect with your consciousness very directly with Nityananda and Gauranga. See, when you do spiritual life, the most important factor which needs to serve is the mind. You may be able to talk with your tongue a lot of things and chant many rounds, but if your mind is not concentrated, then the benefit will still wait a little until the mind is concentrated. So you can, in your mind, go to Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya and pray for them, for their extra special mercy. But the chanting, as far as the chanting is concerned, we learn from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, and our own Srila Prabhupada, we learn that this is done through the chanting of the Panchatattva Mantra. Therefore, here in Mayapur, we worship the Panchatattva. So they come with five. Gaunitai comes around it. Yes. Akinchana Balaram Prabhu. How can we get the mercy of a pure devotee if we do not have his personal association? In the Bhagavata, it is said that by serving the lotus feet of a pure devotee, the devotee can develop rati rasa, a very nice word. Rati means, of course, love. It is equivalent to bhava. And rasa means the taste. The taste of love comes if you serve the lotus feet of a pure devotee. So when the pure devotee is not personally present with us, we should know that we can serve him through what is called his presence in his instructions. To make this a little bit more clear, Vani Seva means that you come into the energy field, if you so want, of the pure devotee. Just like if in this world you follow the instructions of, let us, Mahatma Gandhi, for instance, then you will do something for the independence of India. I think that has been done. It is. But imagine you were at the time when Gandhi was there, you would serve his instruction, you would do something for the independence of India. Or if you would serve the instructions of a politician, you would do something in his concern or interest, and in this way enter the energy field, if you so want, or connect with this. So you can connect with a pure devotee by following his instruction. Also, you must know pure devotees are many. Each morning there is Tulasi Devi, who is a very pure devotee who can bless us for exalted Vrindavan understandings. Pure devotee is also there, Govarda, who is worshipped. He is considered to be the best of all devotees. You can worship him. Pure devotee is there in this world, pure devotees. And there are also pure devotees, the associates of Radha and Krishna, which need to be served and contemplated upon if one wants to come to the personal association of Radha and Krishna. Sometimes we hear, oh, this super pure devotee is very rare to find. This devotee in whose heart the Kladini Shakti is, and who can empower us, so that also we begin to sparkle with Krishna consciousness. Very rare. That is a fact. But if you are making an endeavor to become free from the coverings of deceit, that is a cheating propensity, where you want to cheat yourself and others, then you will be able to take a very humble position, and you will be able to take the help of all the pure devotees which are around, including Tulasi Devi and Giriraj and so on. Yes, Mataji. Understood you correctly, you said there was it was explained that the you wanted an explanation how we get the blessings of the Vaishnava Acharyas, the younger devotees, how the younger devotees can obtain the blessings of the Vaishnava Acharyas. As per Prabhupada's instructions. Yes. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada has said that that we are all Rupanuga Vaishnavas. Anuga means to follow, and Rupanuga means to follow Srila Rupa Goswami. For us as devotees, Rupa Goswami is a very important previous Acharya, And Prabhupada has translated his guidebook, the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, into English, and he made it very clear that we must follow Rupa Goswami by following this Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu or Nectar of Devotion. He said, this is the law book of ISKCON. This means it's extremely important for our advancement to follow this. It has a very high position in the literature of Prabhupada, which Prabhupada has given us, the law book. Also, we are encouraged to follow the example of recent Vaishnavas and of old Vaishnavas. The old Vaishnavas are Vaishnavas like Ambarish Maharaj, and the recent Vaishnavas is Haridas Thakur, Rupa Goswami, and so on. It is said in Bhakya Lokya by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who lived a few meters away from your home, we must always follow the example of these great Vaishnava Acharyas. For instance, when he wrote, when Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote Harinam Chintamani, he put at the beginning a brief life sketch of Haridas Thakur, so that we can follow Haridas Thakur's example. Once Prabhupada was asked, when can we say our chanting has quality? Would you like to hear the answer to this question? Prabhupada said, the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra has quality when it is no longer forced. It is coming with, I want to chant, with liking. And he gave the example of himself. He said, I'm an old man. I'm rising every morning so early to write. No one is forcing me to write. But I like. I cannot do without it, he said. So then he talked about Haridas Thakur, who in the morning when the sun was rising said, oh no, already a day, again a day has gone. What has happened? All day he was chanting, when the morning came, oh no, it's already the next day, oh no. He did not notice that he was chanting all day because he loved to do it. He liked to do it. So this is an example for us to learn to chant the Hare Krishna mantra, not just out of duty but out of priti. Priti to overcome the love which will come when we are getting the blessings of our spiritual master. Then we will be blessed with Naam Ruchi, the taste of the holy name. So we should follow the example. In fact, even if we hear about Haridas Thakur, who was never disturbed in his chanting. When I chant, I'm so easily disturbed by a loudspeaker making noise, or by mosquitoes making also mosquito noise. But Haridas Thakur lived with a snake in his own cave, in his own dwelling. Can you imagine to live with a dangerous cobra in one room? You will be so disturbed. When will the cobra bite? When will the cobra bite? This will be the only thought which you have. Haridas Thakur was living with a huge monster, poisonous snake, who had this bad breath. all poison was there, but Haridas Thakur would just continue to chant and chant and chant, not just till after, by the dangerous cobra who was breathing poison into the atmosphere. These are examples which we can slowly, slowly follow and keep in mind. And as we keep them in mind, oh, we will be blessed by these previous acharyas. Don't think these previous acharyas are gone. Don't think that the Vaishnava will die and is gone. Please also don't think that Prabhupada has left and is no longer available to us. This is not a helpful idea for your bhakti. These devotees are eternal. My last meeting with Srila Prabhupada in London, in that last meeting, Prabhupada looked into our eyes and he said, "Fellas, you have to understand that life is eternal. Previous acharyas are eternal. They are with us and we can contact them through their teachings and through their example." So we will now look towards the clock. It is 20 minutes past 9 o'clock. It's very late. And our Prabhuji will not invite me to give a lecture again if I go too much over time. So you please excuse me. If you have further questions, pray to Chaitanya and Nityananda. They will certainly make an arrangement that you will get your answers. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gauri Jai ki, Sisi Lala Marwa ki, Gaura Premanandi ki, Hare Gaura.